Blog Talk Radio.
What do you hear? What do you say? Welcome to another episode of Tony Talk. If you still know me, my name is Tony J, a.k.a. Tony Gaga, a.k.a. Uncle Shige. Everybody's internet uncle has returned. The music can stop. Jason, you can turn off the music. All right. Hello? All right. You there? Hello? Listen, I just want to say to everybody, it's good to be back. Had a nice conversation with J-Bo Baby, and the two of us are doing a show again. We made up. Very happy about it. My friend, I missed you. Get on the air. Let's talk to people. Let's do it for old time's sake. We're going to have a good time. And, yeah, that's it.
Tony.
Jake. Hello?
Tony. Unfortunately, this is Shlomo Rothstein. Jason is my friend. He's sick of you. He said he didn't want to come on the show. He actually just flew out to Thailand tonight. And he wants to party with some ladyboys and stuff like that. So, anyway, no judgment on him. Just saying, I'll be hosting the show with you tonight. I know you probably can't keep track of my name in your brain because it's small. But you can just call me JJ. Just call me JJ.
Who the hang on a second. Jason's supposed to be on a show.
Jason doesn't want to talk to you no more. I'm sorry. You got me, JJ. I'm better. It doesn't really matter. I am better than him, number one. Number two, stop eating. You sound like you're fucking guzzling down fucking milkshakes when you talk. So let's get out of the show. Stop fucking around. Let's go.
Excuse me for a minute there. First of all, I'm not fucking I'm not drinking stuff. I'm not eating. I don't know you, and I don't feel comfortable talking to you. So I will, you said your name's JJ?
My name is Shlomo Rothstein, but everyone calls me JJ. So you can call me JJ. My other name is probably a little bit too much for you.
I'm not retarded. Can you get Jason on the phone, please?
Jason's not going to be available, but I'm here to help out, make sure things go smooth. And Jason sent me all the questions from the anti-Tony room. I am ready to go. Now, all I need you to do is just say thank you. Just thank me.
I don't fucking know you, JJ, and I don't feel like saying thank you. So,
I bet you if I had a fucking sandwich, an Italian grinder, you would say thank you, you fat fuck.
Okay, so, let's be fucking serious here. Who is this?
All right, one more time. We're going to try to get this straight. I know your brain, probably constricted by all the fucking fat that you consume, probably has filled around your brain, so there's a little gelatinous, like lard up there. I understand that. Jason is flying right now to Thailand. He didn't want to be on the show. He left. He went to Thailand. Got a thing for ladyboys.
All right. Okay.
So,
yeah.
You got me. Let's just get along. I respect you. You respect me. I can go through a few questions. We can get some stuff done here tonight. Have a good show.
Yeah, I'm texting him right now because I don't like when things get thrown into the shit because I don't like when plans change. I don't know you.
Except if they put extra meat in your sandwich. You don't complain about that.
All right. JJ, what the fuck your name is. If you're going to be a son of a bitch, just hang up and I'll start or submit the password and I'll redo the whole fucking show, okay?
You got to do what you got to do, but if you want a proper show, what you're going to do is you're going to listen. We're going to kind of move forward. Stop with all the pleasantries. Let's just get going. Don't you want to know Sven's question?
Who?
No, he went out of his way to ask a question. Your fans want to have a question. Don't you want to hear what Sven wants? Don't you have an interest in supporting them?
Yeah, I do. That's why I had Jason come back, because I wanted to have this happen.
I've got all the information. I'm controlling the chat room. I got everything. I can pull the questions. So how about I throw you a question? It's a good question, a solid question from Sven. And why don't you address him and make this work? How's that sound?
Yeah, sure. But if you're gonna be fucking fresh and annoy me.
Direct questions from one of the greatest rooms around, Jason's Anti-Tony room.
Yeah, okay. Whoever's in the Anti-Tony room, send me a message and get the fuck out of there. You're making me nervous.
Did little semen go down the wrong way?
No, I don't suck dick.
Oh, okay. All right, anyway. Let me get to the first question. Sven went out of his way to ask this shit. Let me ask it, all right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is a good question. Tony, why did you fuck Boo Boo when you visited Jellystone?
I didn't fuck nobody named Boo Boo. And I've never been to Jellystone.
Look. I mean, I'm against bestiality, but, you know, I don't judge. If you like bears, fuck a bear.
I ain't gay.
I mean, maybe Boo-Boo's a female bear. Why are you against gays? What, are you homophobic now?
I never fucked.
These are wonderful people.
I never fucked a Boo-Boo, or I didn't fuck no bunny jelly stone.
All right. I mean, look, these are the questions. You're kind of coming after me. I don't know why you're coming after me. I'm trying to present these questions. All right. Let me ask you. I'll give you another one. This is really good. This is from Old Drippy. Old Drippy, longtime fan. Tony, do any of your thoughts get trapped in your fat rolls by accident?
No, my fats don't get trapped in my fat rolls by accident. And people act like they don't fucking fat, and that's a stupid question to ask me. Who asked that?
Old Drippy.
Well, tell Old Drippy to go fuck himself.
I will absolutely not do that. He's a respectable person. I think you're treating him disrespectfully. He sits here, he listens to your show. He likes Tony. He asks you a real fucking question, and you respond like that? Come on. Come on, Tony. Come on, let's not do that. Let's not be that way. By the way, what did you have for dinner tonight?
I had salad.
Come on, between us, what'd you fucking have? You didn't have a salad, you fat, disgusting, 10-sandwich-eating motherfucker.
All right, between people talking about my fucking fat, I had salad, except that I had salad.
All right, let's just move beyond that.
I fucking know this.
You know old Pastor Veal, right?
Yeah, I know him. He's also a son of
a bitch. Pastor Veal has a great question. Tony, is it true that Father Gianni moved parishes five times? Is that true?
I don't know, because he might. Ken Hesmesh has been less than honest with people, so it wouldn't surprise me if he actually did have more than five parishes. Oh, you mean Father... Who?
I'm just saying, why did he move parishes so much? I want to know that one.
Who moved parishes? Ken?
Father Gianni. No, Ken, we're going to get into later. Believe me, we're good. I got shit to talk about there. But anyway, talking about Father Gianni, what's he moving parishes for? Was he having fun with the altar boys?
First of all, you don't talk about Father Gianni like that. And I don't know if he's never done some dirty like that. And he hasn't moved five parishes. He's still at the same church that I left him at fucking last year.
All right. Well, anyway, Pastor Veal has a second part of the question. And this one's actually right for you, Tony. Is it true that Uncle Tony hit on a 16-year-old girl at a pizza joint?
No, it's not true. I wouldn't hit on a 16-year-old girl ever.
Look, this is from Pastor Veal. What am I supposed to say? He had a real question. Let's just go over it. Let's just go over the questions. All right,
no,
we're gonna do.
I,
let's do. Look, these are your fans, Tony. These are your fans. They want to hear from you.
They want to hear from me, but they got a fucking they're asking me dirty questions. Fans, sure, okay. Let's call them fans.
I mean, look, old Drippy likes you so much. Yes, the second question.
Go ahead.
Do you get sexually aroused by DC2 yelling at you? And does that arouse you?
No, it doesn't. Donnie's a friend of mine, and he's a guy, and guys don't arouse me. I don't want to have
Are you anti-gay now? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm not anti-gay. I just don't.
I mean, you're definitely not anti-fat, because I saw a picture of you and I almost vomited. You're fat as shit.
All right, who the fuck are you? Who are you that you're seeing pictures of me? Who is this?
What are you talking about? I've known Jason for 27 years.
He never mentioned you.
I fucking vomited. Telling you, you need to go on the fucking Weight Watchers. There's no way you had a salad unless your salad was fucking bacon and steak.
All right. Okay. So I'm going to leave the show. Whoever you are, you're being a son of a bitch to me. And
all right. Let's talk about something a little bit more serious here. Let's just switch it up. This is what the fans want to know. Let's talk about Pastor Ken.
What about him? What about
is he your friend? Is Pastor Ken your friend?
I would say, yeah, he's a friend of mine. I mean, he calls into his show.
He's a friend. He's a friend with a fucking swastika right in his chest. I'm about to get my boys, my fucking enforcers, the yids with lids. We're going to go after that motherfucker. Swastika on his chest, pretending like he's all something like that. You know his boyfriend's name? Tony F. and he's HIV positive and he was a prostitute. Can you believe that shit? And you had him fucking close? A swastika. You know what that is, Tony? I know that you're Italian. You were part of the Axis. Doesn't make it right.
I know what a swastika is. And I've yelled at him, talked to people about it. He has a swastika tattoo on his chest.
That's right. That's why the Yids with Lids are going after him. Believe me, I'm part of that group. We're fucking going after him. I'm actually the head of the Boston chapter. That's where the name JJ comes from.
What is JJ? What is JJ stand?
I mean, JJ is a name of affection given to me by the other Jews. It stands for Jewy Jewinson. So everyone knows how Jewish I am. So, I mean, I'm hoping that piece of shit, Pastor Ken, calls in, because I want to give him a piece of my mind, find out where he is. I'm going to go meet him myself, flop him around a little bit. You want to join me, Tony?
No, I don't partake in violence.
Oh, that's right. You're probably eating a fucking a tub of Ben and Jerry's, you tubby fat fuck.
Okay. So, are you going to, can you put fucking Jason on, please?
He's on a plane to Thailand. Are you stupid? I told you that four times.
All right, well,
it's
can
a 24-hour flight. I'm
I don't
trying
want
to help you out. You're not
you
even
are
thanking
a
me.
Fucking rude. Fucking rude. Shut him up, bitch.
I am Jewish, so thank you.
Being Jewish has nothing to do with being rude. I know a Jewish guy that I used to go off
with. Yeah, you know Pastor Ken, swastika boy.
You got questions.
That's who you know. That's your fucking Jewish person. I'd swap the flavor out of his mouth.
Okay. I don't want to do this.
I probably four chickens would come out of it.
I don't want to talk no more because you're making me fucking uncomfortable. And
Tony, take a few calls. Relax. Your hypertension's going to come back. You'll have a heart attack. Take a few calls. Relax.
You're in charge of the fucking, or Jason was supposed to be in charge of the board, so I don't know.
All right, let's go. Put one on. Let's see who we got. Let's go, Tony.
I'm not in charge of the
Hello.
Fucking. Hello?
Hello, Uncle Tony and JJ. This is Guy Negron. How are you doing?
Going on, Guy.
Hi, Guy. The Guy Negron is one of my friends. Guy, yeah, hello. Can you tell this son of a bitch to get the fuck away from me?
I mean, he seems like he's doing an okay job, so I'm not going to say anything either way. I had something I was calling to talk to you about, though, Tony.
What?
Today, I received a tip regarding Johnny Longfeather's will. It was apparently inside of a leather couch in the blowjob room. It's got like a stain on it. I'm going to read it to you now, if that's okay.
Yeah, it's got a stain on it because you probably jerked off on it or something. Yeah.
Put some rubber gloves on, my man.
Yeah, I've got gloves on here. Let me pull this up. My name is Johnny Longfeather of the Lakota tribe. As I write this, I declare I am of sound mind and body. This document represents my last will and testament. All instructions within should be executed within 6 months of my passing. All my earthly possessions should go to my loving wife. This includes the Cheeseburger Emporium, the casino, and the blowjob room within the casino. 2, LeBron's college fund will continue to remain in a high-yield savings account until he turns 18 years of age. He will also not be allowed into the blowjob room until this time. 3, my yearly $10 donation to the Native American Rights Fund should be maintained for at least 10 years after my death. 4, if possible, have John Mellencamp perform at my funeral. 5, My teeth should be extracted and donated to science, preferably to the Smithsonian, but anywhere American is fine. I just don't want the chinks getting my chompers. Well, that's a little rude. Six, this is the most important thing. Tony Gaga is not allowed, within 50 feet of the blowjob room. He might infect the workers with his AIDS-encrusted micropenis.
Okay, I don't have AIDS, and I have a very big dick.
Well, I mean, Tony, I like the way you right away say I don't have AIDS. You got a micropenis, though.
I don't have a micropenis, and I don't know where the fuck you are, Jew guy and guy nigger on, Johnny was my friend. And he would never.
Are you going to be Uncle Hamas? Are you calling me a Jew? Is that your new nickname? What do you like, the fucking terrorists?
No, you said you're a judge, Jewy.
Yeah, so you don't fucking call me a Jew. I don't call you a fucking guinea.
Okay.
Why did you call him Jew?
Because he's a Jew.
You fat, judgy motherfucker. Anti-Semitic fuck.
No, I'm not. You said you were a Jewish guy, and
I can say what I want. I got the Jew card. You don't.
No, you don't call
me. You call
me
sir, motherfucker.
You don't call me guinea, because that's fucked up. And if you were in front of me, I'd slap you in your fucking face.
Yeah. Pick up those big fucking chicken wings. The fucking rest of your tricep won't come over for about a half hour.
Okay, thank you. Guy, Nicaron, Johnny wouldn't say that about me. I don't have age, and I have a big dick, okay? So there you go.
That's what I thought. You see, I'm looking into the authenticity of this because it was only found in that couch in the blowjob room. We don't actually know if it's his will or if it's somebody playing a prank. Let me finish reading it off here. There's only a little bit left. To all of my loved ones and friends, I really love all of you and hope my casino will continue to entertain you long after I've passed on, except Tony Gaga, who is lazy and fat.
Okay.
It seems like a prank, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, because Johnny's never called me lazy and fat.
Excuse me, Tony, I'm talking. Excuse me, sir, can you do me a favor? Can you sprinkle a little Italian dressing on that note? That way Tony will eat that cum-encrusted thing?
I mean, do you want me to do that for you, Tony? Is that what you want?
No, I want somebody in charge to fucking hang up on you.
Okay, I'll hang up on myself. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, thanks for calling in. You're a great man.
No,
you too.
You're not a great man. You're a fucking son of a bitch who who is a fucking liar now, and you used to be my friend, but now you're a son of a bitch. That's what you are. Hello?
Oh, Ted Cruz asked a question, Tony. Ted Cruz.
Yeah, okay.
This is a question. This is a serious question.
Yeah.
Are you above or below 400 pounds?
Well, I didn't know Ted Cruz was my primary care fucking physician, but I'm below 400 pounds.
Science. Excellent. Oh, shit, old Drippy, coming back again. Do you still own your own Michael Jackson costume?
I didn't have a Michael Jackson costume. I had glove and the jacket.
Yeah, do you ever invite young boys into your place?
No, I don't. I don't do that. Not in a Michael Jackson.
Let me introduce another caller. Get another caller in here. Hold on one sec. Let me get this work as magic. Get another caller.
If you keep interrupting me, I'm not going to do the fucking show with you no more. And you need to have your friend there call me, because this isn't what I planned. This isn't what we were supposed to happen. He made up with me.
He made up with some hookers in Thailand, too, I heard.
All right. All right. That's good. Thank you for that. I appreciate you being a fucking jerk.
All right, let's get another caller. Let's go. Ready?
No, I'm not ready because you're the one that's being an asshole. You're the one in charge of the fucking.
Tony, I'm about to pop another one.
Tony.
Here we go.
Tony. How you doing, Tony? Do you have any idea who this is, Tony? Do you have any idea what you did to my son?
I'm trying to ask you who the fuck you are.
My son, Jason, had to go overseas because of you. You caused this bullshit, man. So why don't you tell me what it's all about, Tony? Come on, Tony.
This is Bruce. This is Bruce, Jason's alleged father, his biological father.
What do you mean alleged father? I am his father. Look, man,
I don't believe
I made that kid. He's got my sperm. He's got everything from my loins, and he's got my wife's kid. So don't tell me he's not my kid. He looks just like me. He looks just like me. He's my little child.
He looks Chinese. Friend. He looks fucking Chinese. And you don't.
What, do you hate Chinese now, Tony?
No, I don't hate Chinese.
Sir, I'm so sorry that Tony forced your son to Thailand in with the lady boys. I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize for Tony.
I appreciate that, JJ. And let me say this to Tony, man. Tony, you're the reason my son is out of this country. He had to leave his family. He had to leave his wife and his daughter. And you know what? It's because of you.
What the fuck did I do to have him? I just talked to him fucking yesterday, and everything was fine. He said he was going to do a show with me.
I dropped him off at the airport this morning.
Yeah, exactly. Exactamundo. He dropped him off at the airport this morning. He is so far in Thailand right now, Tony, that he's probably sucking back two or three drinks by now. I mean, come on.
Well,
you
fucking
him out there.
He's a fucking drunk. You expect a drunk to go to Thailand and not drink?
He's in Thailand. In fact, you know what? I'm going to try to get an audio hookup with him if I can. I have his, you know, obviously he's my son, so I have his cell phone number here. I don't know if I can hook up. But let me tell you this, Tony. You are a piece of shit, man. You caused all this.
I'm not a piece of shit, first of all. Second, maybe if he was your son and you raised him and was in his life, he wouldn't be such a son of a bitch. How does that sound? Because only a son of a bitch does it to his fucking friend!
Oh. Really?
You know what's funny? I can't understand a word you just said because you have so much fat in your face.
Let me ask you this, Tony. All right. Let me talk, man. Come on, dude. I'm an old stoner, okay? I'm an old stoner. I like to smoke dope. I smoke dope all the time because it's legal in my state. I do it five nights a week, okay? But guess what? I still have my faculties. And my son is the key to my life, Jason. Jason is my son. I raised him from a little tiny little sperm, Jason. He was little.
He came
little
right
tiny.
Out of the tip of your dick.
Exactly.
I don't care about
and you know
him.
What? You know what? He didn't take any shit from the minute he left my dick. My dick. He didn't take any shit from anybody. You know, he's not going to take any shit from you.
I don't want to hear about your dick. Can you hang up on this fucking asshole? Since I can't, because you would have been gone fucking 5 minutes ago when you called in.
All right, let's just bring it back. Relax, Tony. You're going to get a heart attack. You're fat as shit. All right. Honky Kong.
What I would suggest to do is take, if there's callers in the queue, take them. Just leave me here. And if I have any input, I'll say it. And Tony, I got
to
say,
try to get Jason on the phone. See if he's already like completely drunk. Try to get Jason on the phone. We'll leave you on.
See, the problem is in Thailand right now, it's 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Oh,
so
I know that, and I know Jason. Jason drinks all the time.
Yeah, and my guess is Jason is probably passed out somewhere in a hammock or something in Thailand because it's 8:30 in the morning. He's been drinking all night. I doubt he's going to call in.
You know what I'm hoping?
I hope he does.
I sent him off with a bottle of 16-year-old scotch. I said, drink better quality alcohol. You won't feel as shitty. So hopefully he was drinking that higher quality scotch.
Enable him so he fucking dies. And then you guys can feel bad about it because I won't.
Really? So you want my son to die?
No.
No.
Oh, shit.
I didn't say I wanted him to die.
I am sorry for that.
I didn't say I wanted
him to die. What the
fuck?
Fuck you,
Bruce. Get him the fuck out of here. Fucking JJ. Get him the fuck out of here because you're pissing me the fuck off, Bruce.
Let's
shut him a bitch. You fucking rotten fucking piece of shit. Hello?
All right. Just me to JJ. Relax. You want to take a question? Calm down. Good fucking question.
You got me fucking pissed off, and now you want to ask me a question? What do you want to ask
relax.
Me? Why, am I getting fucked in the ass? Go ahead. Ask me.
No. Come on. Oh, man. Honky Kong has a question. did you trick off to Tommy Fitz?
Who?
Tommy Monahan.
No, I didn't jerk off on his tits. He has tits.
Are you homophobic again? What's wrong with jerking off to another man's tits?
I'm not homophobic. I'm just not gay. But a lot of gay guys want to have sex with me.
I mean, there's a real reason for that. You know what I'm saying? They can pick a fold, any fold. You're probably going to have five guys fucking at the same time. You wouldn't even know it.
All right. I'm getting nervous.
Imagine if one was fucking you, and you opened up one of the folds, and the other guy was right, and a fart popped right out, smacked him right in the face.
All right. Can you go on, please?
We're getting another caller. Relax. Jeez, you're fucking high-strung.
Yeah,
all right, caller.
You know, you have a lot of things to say to me about things.
I have nothing to say to you. These are questions. I am helping. I still haven't gotten a thank you. Thank me.
Yeah, Clairbo, I have a question.
First of all, my name's not fucking Clairbo. And you're probably...
Last time I checked, J-Bo called you Clairbo. I think that's your name, isn't it?
Tinkerbell, actually.
Tinkerbell, that's right. That's right.
No, it's not. And I know this guy, hang up on him, because he's a black guy that's always calling me racist.
What's wrong with black guys? What are you, fucking racist now?
What's wrong with me being black?
Jeez, fuck. Sir, I'm sorry about this racist, fat, Italian fuck.
That's right. He's a guinea son of a bitch.
True. Yeah. All right, what would you like to say? I'm going to let you talk.
Shut him up,
all
bitch.
Right, so I need some advice. What do you recommend for first dates? I'm talking to this Asian girl.
Yellow fever, nice.
I don't know. I don't know. Why it doesn't matter that she's Asian. Just say what. Okay?
Bring a 25-pound bag of rice and you're fucking made.
Well, actually, wait a minute, Tony. Didn't you want an Asian girl to suck your dick with pink eye?
I don't let an Asian girl suck my dick. She had sores on her mouth, and she gave me a hand job, and I was protected. I put a condom on.
Yeah, you're a fucking weirdo. All right, Claire, buddy. See you later. You can hang up on me.
Get the fuck up. Hang up on him. I told you. He's a son of a
Claire,
bitch.
Bell.
Fuck you,
Tinkerbell,
son of a
Tinkerbell,
bitch.
Tinkerbell, come on.
No, Tinkerbell. And fuck you, you fucking, JJ, this guy's
a
black...
You about to call me a Jew?
No, I said this fucking black guy always calls in and says that I say, says, always accuses me of calling him a nigger all the time.
Oh, damn.
All the time.
All right, we're going to take another call because this is, you're crazy. You must be drunk as shit, Tony.
I'm not drunk. I'm not like your friend who makes promises then goes to Taiwan. And I feel bad for his wife. He's going to come back here and give her diseases.
What are you talking about? You should feel happy for his wife. She has some free time. Imagine sleeping in your bed with that fucking disgusting person.
Yeah, he is disgusting.
If he rolls over, he's going to crush whoever's next to him. Tony, you know what his waist size is?
I don't know his waist size, no.
Fucking equator. He's a fat fuck.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad he's a fat fuck.
Let's get another caller. It seems you're anti-Semitic, you're fucking racist, you hate Asians. So let's bring another caller on. Maybe you can redeem yourself in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah, I'm not redeeming myself for nothing, okay? And I don't want to talk
obviously
to it.
All right, let's bring another caller in. Caller?
Hello, darling. Tony, how are you? JJ, how are you?
Doing great.
Hey, on him.
No, what are you talking about? This person sounds great.
Hello, thank you, JJ. My name is Alfonso.
Yeah, he said that a guy that wants to fuck me in the ass.
Oh, my God. I don't want to have sex with him. However, I, JJ, I want to know if you are very interested. Our good friend Johnny Longfeather has passed away, sadly.
Very sadly. I heard about that.
He was my friend.
Oh, darling, he was my friend. He was everybody's friend. He used to give me coupons to the blowjob room.
I was going to say, I got a bunch of those coupons, too.
Oh, my God. Tony, are you listening, dear?
Yeah.
Well, darling, I know a good way we can relax and maybe get over Johnny. Now, it's going to be something, you know I'm not gay. You know I'm enchanted, right?
Can you hang up on him, please? I don't want to talk to him.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. He's got a good talk going on here. Why don't you interact? Why are you always, what are you, anti-gay, anti-this? And talk to the man.
Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, I know one way we can get over this Johnny business, and it'll help us both out.
Tell us, what is it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Let's have sex!
This is what I'm talking about. He fucking calls in here and wants
hey,
to have
try
sex
it, Tony.
With me.
How do you know you don't like it till you try it, Tony?
I don't like it. I don't fucking want it.
When's the last time you had a nice hard cock up your asshole?
Oh, my God.
I never had a hard cock up my fucking asshole. Okay? I never did.
No, that's not what I hear, but all right. Anyway.
Yes, he did.
I know you're putting a
salami
up there for sure.
I have to go, darlings. I'm in England, and I'm going to go enjoy my spotted dick and smoke a fag. Bye, darling.
I got a good question. I have a serious question. This is Tony. I got a real question. This is not a joke. This is from Jabo the Fag, but he's asking a question from Ken Fishman. And this was what Ken said. Hello, this is Ken Fishman. My question is, how did you get so fucking fat, fatty? Also, how does it feel that I am the king of blog talk and have a better show, fatty? Let's respond to that.
My response is, Ken Fishman, go fuck yourself. And Ken Fishman, I'm the king of blog talk radio. Your show sucks. And all you do is let people come on the air and play bad music and you jerk off while you listen to people's voices. That's what I think.
All right. Well, that's pretty serious right there. Let me ask you a question. Where the fuck is Pastor Ken? Why isn't that bitch call in? I can slap him around.
I don't know. He's probably I don't know what he's doing.
I bet you he's with Tony right now getting that fucking AIDS-encrusted penis right up his asshole.
Well, he probably is. It's not my probably ish.
Do you ever think about that, Tony? You ever sit down and think about that maybe when you're in the bathroom?
No, I don't think about that. I never think about that.
All right, well, then let's get another caller then, because these calls are good. So let's
no,
bring another one in. All right.
You're not good.
Caller.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be on the show anymore.
Shut up, you fat fuck. You'll be on the show.
You'll keep calling me a fucking fat fuck.
Hello.
There we go. Hey, caller.
Hello, this is Self Suck King.
This guy's okay.
If you didn't notice,
I like this guy.
I'm not sucking my dick. It's because I'm saving all my cum for Saturday. Uncle Tony, I have a dating question, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes, you can ask me that. See, hold on. This is a good caller, JJ. These callers I want on the air. Not that.
All right, I'm working on this shit right now. I'm working right now.
So, Tony, I'm going on a date with a girl on Saturday. My question for you is, I'm going to turn 29 this month, and this girl I'm going on a date with is 18. Is that too big of an age difference?
No. Beautiful. Good work, my man. High five.
Scream in my fucking ear. Can I answer it since this is my show?
Sorry, JJ. Go ahead.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. 10 years, 9 years is not bad. Okay? So, you know, younger girls, they come to me too. You know what I mean? And they're not very mature, you know. But from my experience, because I've had sex with a lot of older women and a lot of younger women and even women my own age. And the younger broads, I tell you, it's good when you can teach them things, you know what I mean? Like every younger girl that I dated, I used to teach them things, you know. It's fun. It's fun.
Did you teach them how to suck dick, how to take it in the ass?
Yeah, you know, I don't fuck a lot of girls in the ass. I only did it to a couple. Because
didn't the one
did,
shit
you
on
know,
your dick?
One time I did. Like, it was a little bit on my dick, but I had a condom.
It's just lube. Just uses lube.
Yeah, But, yeah, no, you teach them. You say, okay, this is how guys like like blowjobs. And then I tell them how to do it. And then they do it. So that's, you got to teach them. You got to teach them and make sure that when they go, if they leave you, or at least me, I make them regret leaving me because I know how to hit the shots, you know?
You know, I've been actually reading books. I got some book suggestions for hitting the side, if you don't mind. It's called The Enlightened Sex Manual, and then She Comes First. So that's why I want to make them, you know, I've been reading there's three types of orgasms. You got the clit orgasm, which most women, that's all they ever get. But then you go to the vaginal or a cervical orgasm, that's life-changing for them. They will never forget you. So that must be what you've been giving them, Tony.
I had one girl actually come from, we talk about fucking in the ass. This one girl actually, she did a squirt because she liked it in the ass. And that's the first time I ever had a girl squirt all over the place.
Tony, yeah, when
you
fucking the ass,
did she poop on you?
It stimulates.
One girl did accidentally shit on my leg, but it was fine because I cared about her. I said, hey, it's okay. And I brought her into the shower. I washed her off. I washed myself off, but I said to her.
You told her it was okay?
I said, it's okay. Accidents happen. I understand. But deep down inside, I broke up with her afterward.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask if you fucked her in the ass again, or if, like, after that happened, you're like, no, I'm never going to fuck her in the ass again.
No, actually, I set an alarm on my phone, and when my phone went off, I said, oh, I got a call. I'll be right back. And then I said to her, this is when my mother was alive. And I said to her, oh, my mother's calling me. She's sick. I got to go help her out. But, yeah.
But it was a lie. You're disgusted by her pooping on your dick.
Well, it's disgusting. Don't fucking shit on someone. If you got to take a shit, go take a shit in the bathroom. Don't take a shit on
Tony,
me.
Tony, quick question just to add to this. You ever get the brown worm?
What brown worm? Is it shit worm?
Well, a brown worm is a special type of worm when you fuck a girl in the ass. And then you pull your dick out. Maybe you thought everything went well and you take a piss. And out comes a little brown worm from your dick because it got impacted full of shit, and it comes right out of your piss hole.
Oh.
You. You're disgusting. And no, I've never had that happen in my dick.
But real question. Why are you getting mad? Real fucking question. Tony,
no,
after this call, I'm texting you a poster. Tell me what you think about it. Let's talk about that next. But finish.
How do you have my fucking number?
Jason gave it to me. I'm good friends with Jason.
What's his number? Can you send it to me?
Don't give him my fucking number.
Hey, I'll get
why can't
you
I have your number?
Because
you
you're a good friend. I like you, but you can't have my number because you're gonna send me pictures of you sucking your own dick. I know it.
No, don't you remember
wrong.
2 years ago on my vacation from work, I was going to go visit you in Boston. And you said, yeah, if you come to Boston, we'll hang out. It was my vacation. You never answered me. I was going to drive to Boston.
Fucked up.
I'm sorry. Okay. Show is a show.
I think Grover Washington _ Nigra just posted it.
Okay, no, he didn't. And don't post my
okay.
Fucking number. I is the show almost over yet?
JJ just sent it to me. I promise I will not send it to anyone. And I promise I will not send you any self-suck pics or videos. Like I said, I'm saving right now. I can't waste that. I got to save it for this girl, for the 18.
I believe you.
Is this show almost over? Because I'm getting very anxious.
Okay, Tony, let's take a look at what I
can convince the 18-year-old.
What?
Hey, did that girl that shit on your dick, did you have her like do an enema beforehand or
did she
do it on purpose?
I didn't. She must have had some food that made her sick. I don't know. But we never had sex again after that.
Baby.
It smelled bad.
Did you throw up?
Almost, yeah.
Did she peg you?
No, she didn't peg me. Peg me is when you get the stuff up your ass.
Dude, relax. Fuck. Nothing wrong with that. What are you condoning fucking people like getting pegged?
There was that one caller that liked getting his finger in his ass, and he wanted you to give it a try. Did you ever give it a try?
No, I never did. I never gave
beautiful.
It a try.
Fucking beautiful.
Why not?
Because
not
I don't want
you to stick your own finger in there. Like have a girl do it to you.
I am not sticking nothing up my ass.
It's not
mention
gay.
Only.
Preach. Of course it's not gay, Tony. What are you so homophobic for?
I didn't say it was gay. I'm not gay. But I don't stick my finger up my ass. Is the show almost over yet? Because I got shit I got to do. Okay? I'm only doing this because I made a fucking promise.
I just texted you a poster. I wanted you to see that. Someone sent it to me from the chat room. I wanted you to take a look at it, and I wanted to see what you thought about it.
The one with Ken?
Yes, the one with Ken. What else did I fucking text you? What did I text you, a fucking pepperoni pizza? You would like that.
No, I wouldn't. Wanted.
Would you? Do you want to get the $50 bounty? Now, would you kill him or fuck him in the ass? That's my question.
I'm reading the fucking poster. You didn't give me a chance. Thank you. It says wanted, dead or fucked in the ass. Antonio, gay boss hog. Wolver and Kenneth Mary Will Fishman wanted for antagonizing, manipulation, financial exploitation, harassment, sexual battery, lies, defamation, fraud, insubordination, sexual deviancy, abandonment, animal abuse, and display of anti-Semitism.
What grade did you graduate, by the way? Did you get through third grade?
Yeah, I graduated high school.
Oh, okay, cool. So what do you think? You just read that whole fucking thing like a retard. So what did you think?
I'm not retired, first of all, okay? And second, these things that they do, from what I heard stories of. Ken bought a truck, or tried to buy a truck after his friend died. He tried using his name for it.
Well, okay. Well, from the $50, would you bring him in debt or would you fuck him in the ass?
I don't like to make threats on the air, but if I had a choice to fuck him, kill him, I'd have to kill him because I'm not gay.
All right, so again, your homophobia fucking comes through.
I'm not homophobic. I'm not homophobic.
Bob.
Yeah, I'm just...
All right, let's get another caller. Let's get another caller. Caller.
I can't talk to people right now because I get nervous.
I can't believe it. After all we've been through with the multiversal, you are being such a dick, sir. I can't believe it. If I have to come back, you know, I will come back.
Okay. This guy.
I am the real
Tony.
Yes.
And I
know no, you're not.
Or homophobic.
No, you're not the real me. Can't you hang up on him? He says that he's the real me. He does.
Let's shut this person down. He obviously or he's not the real one. Let's shut him down.
Yeah, he's not the real one. He says that he's me, but he's a fucking cartoon voice.
No, this is a cartoon voice. Hello, it's Joey Bear. Why did you fuck Boo Boo? I can't believe it. You came to Jellystone Park and you did unspeakable things to Boo Boo. I can't believe it. Ranger Smith is in shock, Tony. And I'm afraid that, you know, if you visit Jellystone, I'll have to kick your ass.
Did he at least give him a picnic basket for the fucking?
Of course. Of course he did. He gave him a big picnic basket with lots of yummy treats. But Boo Boo has a PTSD. You know, and I try to comfort him.
Okay.
Tony, how come you never call him back? He worries about you. He misses
this
you.
A fucking cartoon bear. He's trying to be Yogi Bear. That's who he is. Is that the Boo Boo?
I am Yogi Bear. I woke up from, you know, my hibernation. The spring is coming soon. Do you want me to visit you, Tony? I'll bring a picnic basket with lots of salami, pizza, and those condoms for pizza.
Okay. Can you hang up on him, please?
Tony, do you want to switch callers, Tony?
Yeah, get him out of here because he's a fucking weirdo. And he's not a, and he's a fucking weirdo. And
I
don't want
another caller. Tony, it's your show. Let's get another caller.
I'm not the one in charge of the board. You are, you son of a bitch. I can't take callers.
I'm asking your opinion, you dope. I mean, Tony.
In my honest opinion, you know, it'd be easier to get a dick sucked from Alfonso than get anything done with Tony here.
Okay, get rid of him. Yogi Bear wouldn't get a dick sucked from nobody.
You know, he's gone. Let's go to the next one. Next caller. Who's there?
Dad, I don't know who's there.
Hello. My name is Miyamoto Takeshi, and I am calling you from Thailand. But first, I must ask you, are you going to be racist to me because you are racist to the black guy and the Jewish man so far?
I am not racist. The black guy says I'm racist. And this guy that I'm talking to that I never met in my life is a Jewish man, and that's why I called him Jewish. I'm not a racist.
So you will not call me chink? Is that true?
No, I won't call you that.
Okay. I was paid 200 Thailand baht to call in to your show by a bald man. A bald man said to me, call this number. And so here I am calling in, and he tell me to tell you about what he do in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
He is in Thailand. He is at the beach. He is enjoying this, last I saw, 3 hours ago. And he was at the beach, and on one side of him, there was beautiful woman. But beautiful woman was actually man. And on the other side of him, there was another beautiful woman. And this beautiful woman also was actually man. And all three of them
apple.
Are wearing nothing but grass skirts.
Whoa, nice.
And the grass skirts show very much. And you can tell all three have 7-inch penis. All three.
Well, I know this person's a liar, Tony. I'm going to get rid of him because we all know Jason doesn't have a 7-inch penis.
Well, yeah, I don't care if he has a big dick.
It is
okay.
True. All three enjoying time on the beach.
Can we get rid of this fucking Chinese guy?
Yeah, all right.
He's been racist
again.
No, I'm not.
Bye.
No, I'm not. I didn't call you a chink. I didn't fucking say chink.
You calling me chink? Yakanai Tuito.
All right, he's gone. He's gone. He's gone.
I didn't call him a chink. I didn't call him a chink, JJ.
No, you never called anyone chink. Did you ever call anyone a zipperhead?
No, I've never said that.
All right, good. Good, good, because that's not a nice thing to say anyway. All right, well, let's get the next caller on, because a lot of people are really excited to talk to you.
Hello?
Fucking Rico.
Hello to everybody who do a dick suck and who not do dick suck.
Can you hang up on him, Twitch?
No, hang up on me. Hang up on me. I have
Tony? Why are we hanging up on people before we get the question? It just seems rude. So let's find out what this fucker wants.
Because he says dick suck all the time.
Must say dick suck. I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
So, my name is Rico Martini, and I used to be called Dan Garza. That used to be my name. This is when I was a straight man, and I had a girlfriend with the big teeth. And I met this Pastor Ken, and I said to him, Pastor Ken, you're a pastor. You do me to me favor, and you marry me and my girlfriend with the big teeth. And he said to me, okay. And then he said to me, you don't have to pay me, but you got to let me suck your dick.
She's talking about it.
They fuck up.
This is a real story, Tony. Let's listen to them.
Like I was trying to say, I was a 15-year-old. And Pastor Ken was 49 or 50. Tony, why don't you stop him from doing dick suck to me?
I have
a good question.
I didn't know Dan Gasha or Rico. And I didn't know that somebody would have sucked his dick, because I've never had anybody. Hello?
Oi. Sorry, I
Tony, keep talking. You're helping him out. Keep talking.
I yerking off to your boys. Oi.
Hang up on him. Hang up on him. I'm not going to fucking talk about it no more.
Oi.
All right. Now he's done. Now we can hang up on him. He's done. He's done.
Big suck.
See, he just said dick suck again.
I'm hanging up on him, Tony. Relax. Takes a minute for the calls to get dropped. All right. Let's bring it. Tony, bring another caller in. Relax. Do you want to get some water?
Yeah, I need water.
Take a sip of water. Go take a piss. Relax.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, I'll be right back.
All right. Man, is Tony a fat, disgusting fuck. Oh, shit, makes me nauseous as hell. God damn. Keep on sending questions in, because, you know, these questions need to be more serious, because we have to expose Tony for the fat, disgusting freak he is.
Get out of the way. I
bet
you. Get the fuck out
of here. Hey, Tony. Tony, we're just waiting for you to come back. We ain't saying anything.
Hello?
Hey, Tony. Glad to have you back. Feeling better?
Yeah, I'm okay. I got myself some water. Thank you. That's actually very nice of you to ask me if I needed a break. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, so let's bring another call in. Let's go.
Okay, yeah. I use a break. I'm good. And that's good. So if you want to bring a...
Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Caller.
You caught me in the middle of bleaching my hole. I apologize. Give me 1 second here. Tony, this is Veronica. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Veronica?
I'm doing well. I could be better, though, Tony. I need you to sign some legal papers. I sent them over in an email. I posted it in one of the rooms that I filmed us together on Monday. And I'm posting it to my OnlyFans. No, you shut the fuck up and listen to me.
What the fuck? Don't talk to me like that. I've been very fucking nice to you, and you're making up stories about me having sex with you again.
I need to post this video, Veronica's hog in a hog, on my OnlyFans.
Tony, I agree. This guy's a fucking weirdo. Let's fucking dump this guy. There's other people that are waiting in the queue. Let's pull in another caller. Let's get rid of this guy. I don't like him.
Well,
sorry, Tony.
It's a girl.
I don't know who the fuck that was, but anyway.
It's
Tony.
A girl that always has sex with me. Oh, no. We've never had sex.
Tony, you haven't seen your fucking dick in 10 years because your fucking fat stomach. So let's just go on to the next goddamn call.
I have... No, you need to tell Veronica that I didn't say that we had sex because I said it by accident.
You should have fucked Veronica up her asshole until she took a shit. Diarrhea right on your fucking stomach.
Veronica, are you done fucking lying about me?
All right, next caller. Let's see what we got.
Answer me!
I dumped her. She's gone. Next caller. Let's go.
Hello? Yeah, you're not putting anybody
out here any fucking time. You want to go at it anytime you want to. Come down to San Antonio. Get it out. Whoop your fucking ass. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is Ken. This is Pastor Ken calling me. Talking shit.
I get more vagina. I get more poon than you.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
I get more poon than you. I get more vagina than you.
You don't get shit from me. You don't get nothing from me, you fucking son of a bitch.
One from one cocksucker to another cocksucker.
Oh,
I know you're a cocksucker.
You suck HIV cock. You fucking faggot. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. Next caller. I'm looking at a 928 area code. I'm trying to get that through. Hold on 1 sec. Let me see if I can do that. 928 area code.
Oh, what area code are you talking about? I don't know nobody from that fucking area code.
It's a fan, you fat fuck.
Don't call me a fat fuck again, son of a bitch, because
hello.
I don't know who...
Hello. Shut the fuck up, dumb motherfucker. You sound dumb. It's this fucking dumb over here. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Anyway,
sir,
this is
Hebrew
Hezbollah.
Right.
Listen. To the Ching Chang water billet sitting on the fence trying to get a quarter for 15 cents. That shit was dumb, too. Who the fuck is he? This is all fucking weird here. Now, and all the shit that's going on in the world, you guys are talking a bunch of gay faggoty shit. What the fuck?
Okay, don't say gay faggots on my show, number one.
Sir,
number two,
sir.
Are you on fucking drugs?
Tony is a PC show. Tony goes by he, him. That's his pronoun. Sir, what's your pronouns?
Well, because I'm of the female persuasion, I guess I like to play that dumb fucking role. I go by her, okay? Her, and my name is Nicole, and I go by the nickname Nick. And I like to play this fucking game called Repeat. So you tell me your name, I say it back to you, and with your pronoun, like Tony Fat Fuck, and you say, and you repeat back to me my name and my pronoun, Nick Her. So Tony Fat Fuck, say my name back.
My name isn't Fat Fuck. What's your fucking pronouns?
Say my fucking name, bitch.
I can be respectful, but I need to know your fucking pronouns.
Flap,
because I'm...
Flap, you want me to gag you with my fucking black Hebrew cock? Is that what you want?
No, I don't. I'm trying to
then
be
say
respectful.
Say my fucking name. Then say my fucking name. I'm the dominant one here, you fuck. Say my fucking name.
You
I told
your
you
name
what my pronoun is. I told you what my pronoun is. And I told you my fucking name I go by. My pronoun is her. My name is Nick. Now fucking say it together.
Nick.
Huh. Interesting. What's wrong?
Aren't you
saying Nick? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong? The slave got you by your tongue now?
No.
You like
wait,
it, huh?
What's the pronoun you said? Nick, her? Is that it?
A little faster, please. I like it to be put together.
Nick her.
Say it three times fast, Tony. So that way they know that you're serious and pronouns are a real serious thing in today's day and age. Just say their pronouns three times fast so they know that you're respectful. You want this show to get pulled because you're a non-respectful fat fuck?
I'm not a disrespectful or whatever. I can say Nick her, Nick her, Nick her, Nick her.
That's pretty racist. The fuck?
That's fucked up, Tony. You just called that person the N word. What?
No,
we were talking about pronouns. What happened?
I said Nick. I
asked you to call me by my name, and you decided to get racist on me.
No, I'm not racist. I called you when you told me to call you Nick her. Nick her.
Yeah. Okay. I think the EEOC needs to be reported. Needs to be talked to about this. This is ridiculous.
I called you
this
by
ridiculous.
The name you requested.
This is ridiculous. No, I didn't
you
ask you. I didn't ask.
I didn't
call you by my pronoun and my name. And there you go. See. Then all of a sudden you decided to get racist on me. What does that have to do with my damn name and pronoun?
I did not call you a nigger, okay? That's what you're trying to say, that I called you, but I didn't call you that word.
Well, I don't hear any difference in my name compared to what you just said. What, you know, is it like that teacher that time that tried to explain, you know, white-splain, the nigga and nigger? Is this what the show turned into?
Don't say nigger on my show. It's a bad word. I don't want to hear it. And you're, JJ, is this guy black? Because he's saying the N-word.
How the fuck am I supposed to know, you 10 sandwich eating fuck? What do
okay.
I have, a fucking picture of this person?
I don't know.
You, do? Hey.
You got to respect. Maybe they identify as a black person. What are you, who are you to fucking say anything, Tony, you racist fuck?
What, do you hate
I'm
Jews
not.
Too now? You hate Jews now too? You hope
no,
you get wiped off
hate
the map? Are you supporting the terrorists there? Is
this
that what
guy,
this is? Is this pro-terrorism?
Hamas.
Pro-Hezbollah?
No, it's not. No, it's not Hamas. And this guy on the other end is a Jewish guy. All right? The Jewish guy
is I'm a Jewish man. My name is Shlomo Rothstein. I'm a Jewish man.
I know your fucking name.
Hey, Rothstein. That's awesome. I'm a Grossman. Les Grossman, actually.
Oh, Les Grossman. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Have you ever spoken to any groups of Asians?
The dragons over there. The dragons.
Yes. Right, kind of figured. Fucking beautiful. Tony, are you going to apologize to Nicole?
I got a black Veronica. I got a black Nicole. Yeah, I apologize.
Listen. I've been traumatized because the Flaming Dragons took my client, you know? And it seems like a lot of your people on the show here would love to get a Flaming Dragon. You know what I mean?
Is that a dick? Is she talking about a dick?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
You know what, Tony?
Why don't you take a big fucking step back and literally fuck your own face?
I'm leaving the show. I'm leaving the fucking show because you're being fresh.
Hey, listen. I just want you to do me one favor. You just look down, right? I know you don't see your cock, but grab your ankles, right? Grab your ankles and then reach back and spread your cheeks so far apart that the full moon comes up and shines bright.
Hang up on him. He's being fresh. Hang up on him. He's talking about me.
Tony, seriously, a nutless monkey could do your job.
Get him the fuck out of here.
Get him out of here. All right, that's it. I gotta get back to my workout, something you know nothing about.
Okay. As a fat fuck,
you're 100% right. Nicole, have a blessed day.
You forgot something on that end there.
Get him out of here, then. What the fuck is wrong with these guys? Where are you finding these fuck? These are people that you hang out with.
They're calling in for your show, you dummy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Your show. I don't fucking pull these people. And it's your fucking show.
Yeah, I don't want to charge of everything. And then you got guys calling in here, black people that want to have sex with me.
I have no one calling in. These people are calling all on their own. This is your own creation, you disgusting, fat, decrepit, smelly, rotten, slimy fuck.
You're making
me nervous. Let's take another call. Come on, Tony. Tony, you got to be, like, professional. You're not professional. Bring in another call.
You're the one.
Caller?
You're the one in charge.
Shut up.
Hello?
Yes, caller.
Hello,
Tony. Do you remember me? We used to be workout buddies and lovers. This is Jim. J-Y-M. And you've been cheating on me, Tony.
No, I haven't. I have not been cheating on you. I don't even know you. It's a rumor that this fucking guy made up. It's a rumor.
That's not true, Tony. Last year, we were going in and out of the gym. You were helping me bench press 20, and I was bench pressing my dick in your ass.
No, you weren't. And I'm not gay. And I don't have sex with guys. I don't let guys fuck me in the ass. You know? You let me
slurp spaghetti noodles out of your asshole last year on Valentine's Day.
No, I never did. Can you get rid of this fucking guy, please? Because people are going to start giving me shit about this stuff. Because once someone says they fuck me in the ass, everybody says that they want to fuck me in the ass. Everybody does.
I can't wait to see you again.
You like getting fucked in your ass, Tony?
No, I've never been fucked in my ass. I don't like it because I ain't gay.
You don't like it? So you've tried it, though.
No, I never tried it. You get me?
You said you don't like it, so if you don't like it, you must know you don't like it. What you should say is, I don't know because I've never done it. You said, I don't like it. So obviously this man is telling the truth, and he put his fucking hog right up your fucking asshole.
No, he didn't.
Oh, but he's been screaming my name every time I've been porking his ass.
No, I don't fucking Jim. I don't scream. Yeah, okay, you know what? You guys have your own way. Yeah, yeah. I get fucked in the ass all the time. I love it. I love every fucking minute of it. I go, oh, Jim. Oh, baby, fuck my ass. Tell me you want to fucking hear?
Yeah, look, fuck dick.
You're being fucked to me. And I want the show to end. I'm leaving. I'm hanging up.
Tony,
I don't want to
Tony, if you don't relax, I'm going to snap your dick off and jam it into your ass.
I don't want to do the show tonight. Then you tell Jason that he fucking did this shit to me. Yeah?
Jason is with fucking ladyboys in Thailand, fucking getting fucked in the ass while blowing another fucking dude.
I don't want excuse me. I don't want to do the show. You're making me nervous. And now I'm burping.
You're take another card whenever you swallowed my load, Tony.
All right, get him the fuck out of here.
Let's switch up callers. Let's switch up callers, Tony. Obviously, this caller bothers you, but I'm just going to say this is all your fault, Tony. You're the one who created the show. This is your fault. But anyway, let's switch up callers. Let's see who we got. Let's go switch it up, see if we can get a good question. We're getting close to the end of the show, so maybe we get some good people calling in.
You're making me nervous.
The only thing that makes you nervous is if you don't have fucking food in front of you, fat shitball. All right, caller.
Yeah,
Tony.
Hello, Tony.
The universe is talking to us right now.
Hello. Yeah.
This is Pastor Veal. And I'm calling to tell you I'm busy and I got to go. Bye.
That was a good call, Tony. Quick call.
No.
Good call. No problems.
When you call me and say that, this is what I'm talking about. When you're calling people and you're saying things like, I'm too busy, then there's no reason to call me. None.
All right, let's get the next caller. Yeah, let's get the next caller. Relax, Tony. Relax. Tony, smoke some weed. Relax.
I don't smoke weed.
It's legal. It's legal in Massachusetts. Fucking relax. All right, let's bring the next caller in, you dummy. I mean, Tony.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Hello.
Hello.
You enjoying your night of torment, Tony?
No, I'm not. Thank you for asking, and I wish this show would fucking end.
Well, it's too bad. Because you know what?
This is your hell. You brought this on yourself.
Get rid of it.
Boy.
Get rid of it right now. Get rid of it right now. I don't want it. I don't want it. It's making me fucking nervous.
I'll switch the callers up, Tony. Relax. Relax.
Yeah, I wish you would, because I got fucking evil people.
All right, we'll switch them up. All right, here we go. Switched. Done.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, who is this?
Yeah, this is...
What do you think it is? You just called your show.
This is J-Bo's friend. This is J-Bo's fucking buddy. I know who it is. He used to go by the name of Cobra Jack.
This Cobra Jack. Tony, I ain't gay, buddy. You know that. I ain't gay. I don't like sucking your dick for hours on end.
This guy, Jeff, came out of the closet in an email to me, and I tried to be nice.
I never came out of it. It came all over your face. There's a difference.
Okay, get rid of Jeff. You're being fucking fresh. He emailed me and said, call me Jeff the Fag.
Who's this dude on the line, though? Who's this dude on the line?
Some fucking Jewish guy. I never met him.
Hey, Jewish guy. How's it going?
It's fucking JJ. Relax.
JJ? I don't know who the fuck JJ is.
I don't know who the fuck you are, except a faggot. I mean, oops, sorry.
Oh,
I mean a homosexual man.
Okay. You can't say a faggot on the air.
I'm smoking one right now. It's a cigarette. I'm from England. Relax.
Oh, then you really are a fag. Hey, Tony, can I go off on this guy, buddy?
Yeah, because
you want the old Cobra Jeff? You know, the psychotic, insane one?
No, because you're fresh.
Not on you. I don't know this guy. I don't like him. I just tuned in.
I don't know him, like you either,
so it's all good.
It is all good.
I don't know him.
You don't know him? You didn't, like, pick him up in a bar or something like that?
No, I don't pick up gay guys.
Look at this point. This guy is calling you a homosexual at every possible turn. This is your audience. They fucking hate you. This guy hates you.
I love Tony. Tony's actually – I bust his balls. He's one of my good friends. Tony knows that.
What did you say? You play with his balls? What?
No, I lick his balls. There's a difference there, bud. Get the cock out
here.
Ah,
there you go. Tony,
no,
you're gay with him. You're gay with him, Tony.
No, you, usually I just fuck his girlfriends. I've done it multiple times. There's a difference.
Get your beer first. Get out of here. Get rid of him now.
Hey, Tony, I'm defending you, Tony.
Tony, don't you dare get rid of me.
Tony, he's gone. Relax. Don't let the hypertension get the best out of you. You want to take one more call because we're almost done? We'll just take one more, relax, have a good call?
Yeah, fine. It's fine. Because I got shit I got to do.
All right.
Hello.
So, okay. Yep. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mrs. Longfeather.
Hello, Mrs. Longfeather.
No.
I'm just calling to tell you that I'm very busy right now and I can't talk. I gotta go. Goodbye.
Did you go to the blowjob room?
She sounds fucking hot.
She's not hot. She is. This guy, Johnny Wong Fetish, wife, he's a widow. And she emails me because her husband used to be a pervert. He used to be a pervert like she is. And she emails me after he dies. And cost me.
Tony, we have to start wrapping up the show. So we're done with the callers. I got to cut all the callers off. Everyone wants to really probably hear from you with your wrap up at the end of the show. We don't have much time. So why don't you tell your fans, tell your audience a little fucking something. And don't tell them to eat food because you're way too fat. Maybe talk to them about some weight loss. I don't know, whatever you want.
Yeah, I've done the weight loss thing, but Mrs. Longfeather, like I was saying, called me Big Dick Tony, and I called her out on it, and she's being a cock tease to me. And that's
she invited you to the blowjob room.
Yeah, she probably would. But anyway, look, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to tell Jason... I need you to tell... Hello?
Tell Jason to...
Hello? Don't fucking... You're cutting me off? I'm on my own show.